This is Malcolm. He's a typical run-of-the-mill genius.
He has an IQ of 165.
Who?
Malcolm.
What?
Where do you think that came from?
In an average, ordinary family.
No!
From the network that brought you The Simpsons.
On paper, this was a great idea.
Comes Malcolm in the Middle, premiering next Sunday at 8:30 on Fox.
People say a show this immature, outrageous, and embarrassing should be taken off the air.
Are you completely insane?
We say, let's put it on 5 days in a row.
Thank you. You're welcome. All right, boy.
Malcolm in the Middle, TV's funniest show. Now, 5 days in a row.
Monday at 4:30 on Fox 54.
Sit calm, all ye faithful. A Christmas podcast special, where for the third time I discuss 25 Christmas sitcom episodes. Please come and listen every day up through Christmas. I'm sure we'll feature Genie, the Tenors, N.L. Harper, Chandler Bing, Mr. Roper. It will be dynamite.
We'll definitely feature a character who says dynamite.
Have you ever heard of a little show called Malcolm in the Middle?
Have I?
Change the game.
Change the game, Frank. That is it. One of the greatest shows of all time.
Yes, no, maybe. I don't know. Can you repeat the question? You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. And you're not so big.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's the 14th day of December, and that means it's the 14th day of
a sitcom, y'all-y faithful.
And today, I am talking about a show that, you know, it defines to me the word underrated. The boys from Patty's Pub had it correct. When everyone thought they, on this episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia this year, they had Bryan Cranston on. When everyone thought, hey, do you remember the show Breaking Bad? Everyone thought they were going to say that. They did the old switcheroo and said Malcolm in the Middle. In fact, the whole episode, they thought Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad was Malcolm. They kept calling him Malcolm. And I have to say that, first of all, I mean, it's a funny joke, but at the same time, to me, when they say it changed the game, I don't know if it changed the game, but it is such a silly, great show that I don't think gets the love it deserves. Or at least I don't feel like I hear it talked about in a way that I think it deserves. When people talk about sitcoms all the time, you know, they people talk about Seinfeld and Friends and The Office, these all-time great shows, and I don't think enough people talk about how good and how silly, well, how great Malcolm in the Middle is because of how good and how silly it is and how well acted the show is. I mean, I don't think they realize, well, maybe they did realize, I don't think the world realized what they had when they had Bryan Cranston on that show. I distinctly remember saying, this guy is hilarious. And I don't think I even realized at the time that he was Tim Watley from Seinfeld. And I think he was also a neighbor on King of Queens for a few episodes. But to me, this is the show that put him on the map of being hilarious. And then Breaking Bad, I was like, oh my God, I didn't realize this guy's just amazing all around. The show's called Malcolm in the Middle. What's it about? It's about Malcolm, no last name. I love that about this. I talked about it yesterday with Charles. Today, not only do they have no last name, they lean into it. They jokingly never mention the last name. I think they bring it up and it's like noises are played or something like a microwave goes off, a blender goes off while they're saying the last name. It's just Lois, Hal, Francis, Reese, Dewey, and Malcolm. And then, of course, I forgot is that there's Jamie, baby Jamie, in this episode. She came on later in the show. And for a family that's struggling, there's another show that I think is also underrated called The Middle. It's about living in middle America and just, you know, kind of, you're not this rich sitcom show where everything's perfect. That's not what this is about. Even though it's kind of has that going, the main, if you said tagline for the show, you'd say, in a family of like goofy misfits, Malcolm is this boy genius who's in the special program. And that's another thing I love, that the special program is called Krelborn, which is the last name of Seymour in the greatest musical of all time, Little Shop of Horrors. Yes, I say that with conviction. I say that with also driving home today from another day of jury duty. I was cranking a little bit of Little Shop of Horrors in my car and singing along. So yes, I will go down saying that it is my favorite musical and it is one of the greatest. Underrated, I'll say too, because everyone wants to talk about those fancy ones. But back to Malcolm, he's this boy genius, and he's got an older two brothers who are kind of like misfits, or they're a little goofy, or they're rebels. You got a younger brother who's taking more after the older brothers, but he's also kind of a hidden genius, I feel like, himself sometimes. Then in the later seasons, you get even the Lois, the youngest brother, and you get the parents, Lois and Hal. Lois being this, like, you know, more hard-nosed, more strict mother. And you got Hal, who is the goofy, silly dad. Kind of reminds me a little later on, not quite, but later on, Phil in Modern Family, who is also just a great, incredible character. Bryan Cranston as Hal. In this whole episode is kind of, it spotlights him. You know, the show's Malcolm in the Middle, but there's a lot of episodes where it's Hal this, Hal that. And the title of this episode is Hal's Christmas Gift. So they have almost no money, you know, to go around. They count it out. They have it all written, like, in bills and in change on their kitchen table. They have $96 that they need to spread out amongst four boys. And you realize, because they have Reese, Malcolm, Dewey, and Jamie. But they also have the older son who is out with his wife. He got married later on. I remember in these later episodes, he always was doing something. He was sent away to it felt like he was always the, you know, he was in the family, but he was always kind of on his own, almost had his own little thing going on. He was in military camp. Then later on, he's working for a ranch. That's where we are. And I don't remember the full order. I feel like there was a third thing too. But at this point, he's got a wife, and they don't think of him coming home. He says, you know, we're going to come home and spend time with you on Christmas. Oh, great. Now we have to get six gifts. And Lois is like, five. The two of them, they're one person. They can share a gift. So they need to figure out all these gifts that they can, all this, five gifts that they can get are $96 for all these boys. And that actually goes belly up, because while they were out shopping, or while Lois went out shopping, a woman opened her car door and dinged into Lois's and didn't say sorry. So Lois is like, excuse me. All he had to say was sorry. And the woman's like, don't worry, calm down. So Lois opened her door. And then the woman opened her door. And then Lois opened her door and smashed it a few times. And then the woman smashed her door. Then the woman backed up and scratched her whole car along the side. So this is where the show is silly, you know, because then it goes into an all-out demolition derby between the two of them. They're smashing into them. They're like backing into each other. They're at one point they're crashing into each other so much that then they turn and they're facing each other, and they floor it like they're going to do this game of chicken. But they both smash their cars up so much that the cars are slowly rolling down the road. And then at one point you see this old woman pushing her shopping cart, walking by the cars as the cars are roaring and they're screaming, and Lois is like, ah, and then she goes back to the house. We cuts over and she goes, I don't know what happened. I lost it. I felt like I was watching a crazy person, but the crazy person was me. And he goes, well, Hal goes, well, the important thing is that the cops were there and they didn't see it. So she was able to get away. But what did happen was now they have no money because she had to use all that money to repair the car. And Reese was like, what? No, we're just going to have to cancel Christmas this year. And they said, you know what? Nope. It's going to be a homemade Christmas. This year, everyone talks about, you know, all these material things. All we need to do is make gifts for each other. And that's the important thing. So they're not, the kids aren't happy about it, but that's what they're going to do. Meanwhile, while this is going on, Malcolm also has the power of Zach from Head of the Class, not Head of the Class, Zach from Saved by the Bell, and various other characters where he will turn and he will talk to the camera. I was going to say also Kevin Spacey in House of Cards, but let's leave Kevin Spacey out of this. You know, he'll break the fourth wall and he'll talk to you. And Malcolm has done that. And in this episode, he's telling us, you know, he's bored. He's just bored. His brothers come in and they were like, whoa, we had so much fun. We were riding our bikes with our eyes closed through the graveyard. They're talking about, he hit one headstone, then smashed into another one. And they're all dirty. And Malcolm's like, how come you didn't ask me to go? I was like, oh, I thought we did. He goes, no, you didn't. I would have gone. He goes, my feelings are hurt. And they go, your feelings are hurt? Like they make fun of him for having feelings. So he doesn't want to say he has feelings. And throughout the episode, he sees Reese and the youngest one, Dewey, kind of bonding more. They have a special handshake, and Malcolm is like, why am I not part of this? And later he talks to his older brother, and he's like, hey, how do you deal with that? It's like, it's not a big deal. It's the way it is. Like at the house, I was the favorite one. He's like, no. And Francis is like, I was the favorite one. But at the house now, it's obviously, you know, and I'm sorry. Then Malcolm goes, no, I'm the favorite one at the house. He goes, no, that's Dewey. Like, you just got to deal with it. And then he found out that Francis took Dewey and Reese to the beach, but they didn't want to bother Malcolm because he was at his friend's house. He's like, I was two blocks over. You drove by me. You could have asked me. So Malcolm feels left out. He later brings it up to the brothers. He's like, you know what? I feel left out all the time. They're like, well, sorry. We just don't ask you because you're boring and because you always make it about you, like you're doing right now. And so they finally, he finally stood up for them later, but I'll get there. I'm jumping ahead of things. And actually, the beginning of the whole episode is Reese throwing a ball against the wall. He's bored. He knocks over this crappy painting that has like a flower on it, but he's all nervous. He's like, oh God, it ripped. And he goes and he gets some glue, and you kind of see something's under the painting, but you don't really notice. And he takes the glue and he starts gluing the thing and glues the picture shut. But before he does, he looks down and he goes, he looks at this word on the of the painting that's underneath this painting. He goes, pick ass O. And he covers it. And you realize that they have a painting in their house that's covering a Picasso that obviously would make them rich, but they're just living paycheck to paycheck or even worse. So just silly things like that with the show is so great. With the Christmas stuff, they're doing a handmade Christmas. So they're like, Hal, come on, all the kids are ready. And Hal's doing the finishing touches on this homemade boggle he made with egg crates. And he made little stick figures out of popsicle sticks with all their faces on it. He goes inside and he's like, all right, he's ready to show his gifts. First, Dewey goes with his gifts. And it's this beautiful frame he made with a photo of his mother, that like the best photo of the mother that he found with all of Hal's favorite things on the frame. He's like, you made this? He goes, yes, I even glued the jumble, the one jumble you got correct. Then we show Reese jarred jellies and candies for them. That he had extra candy, so he did jellies. And Reese go, and the dad's like, you made this? And he looks back at his bag, and it's garbage. And then Malcolm hands him these two handmade wooden clocks. And he says, you made these? He goes, yes, I looked up how to do it, and I borrowed the it was like really silly, over-the-top, beautiful clocks. I borrowed the from shop class. He's like, oh, my God. So all of a sudden he feels crappy about his gifts. So he goes, what about our gifts, Dad? He goes, well, they're not here right now. You know, the whole thing where in TV world, like, you'd be like, huh? What are you saying, Dad? But in the show, they're not even picking up on it, like how nervous he is. He's like, oh, they're too good to be here right now. Like, oh, are they outside hidden? He goes, well, let's go find out. It's like a scavenger hunt. And Bryan Cranston is killing it. And he's so funny. He's like, oh, keep looking, guys. And then Francis shows up and everyone's there. And then he goes, you know what? It's not here. A gift is so good, it's not here. So he piles them all in the car and starts driving. And Lois knows something up. He has no idea where he's going. So he starts driving. And Dewey's like, we're going to Disney World. He goes, it's 10 times better than Disney World. So they're like, Hal, Lois says, listen, Hal, I don't know what you're doing, but they stopped at one point to use the restroom. He stays in the car and she's like, what are you doing? He goes, I don't know. Okay. He goes, please just back me up on this. I need to give them a good Christmas. These kids are so good. Look what they gave me. Look at these gifts they gave me. I need to give them a good Christmas, but I don't know what I got to do. They go, you only have 40 miles to go before you're at the point of no return. We have to turn around. He goes, give me that time. Until that time, please, I'll figure something out. Please. So he doesn't know anything yet. He keeps driving with them. And Dewey's like, is this really going to be 10 times better than Disney World? And the mother's like, you know what? I think it's going to be a Christmas you'll never forget. So they keep driving. And at one point, they're at a gas station. And he's just standing next to the tank. He's not even using it. He's going, ding, ding, because he doesn't have the money to buy gas. So he's pretending to get gas, just buying time, just thinking of something. He's like, I saw a trail up there. Maybe there's something fun up there we could do. And while that's going on, this is when Malcolm talks about, you know, Huckum, you know, his feelings and his hurt feelings. And they're like, you always make it about you. And then they're outside and Dewey accidentally knocks over these motorcycles. And these two guys come up, they're like, what the hell are you doing? And they corner all the kids. And then Malcolm goes, don't blame them. It was me. I did it. I was trying to get, you know, I was trying to show up my dad because he told me he didn't want me to turn out like you two guys. And he points to this guy that's not their dad. And they're like, what? And they go and grab this guy to beat him up. But it's not their dad. It's just some innocent bystander. They're like, Malcolm, thank you for doing that. You know, that was so nice of you that you did that. And, so while that's going on, Hal is like, I got to think of something. He looks at a hose. He's like, oh no, that was back at the yard. He was going to give them a hose. He looks down and he sees a little drop of oil in the gas station. He goes, I have an idea. I'm going to give them the best Christmas. So he pretends to slip on the oil and go, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then he gives a little like smile to Lois and throws himself through the window of the gas station. And he's like, the guy's like, oh my God, are you okay? He gets up. He goes, yes, I am. He's disappointed. The guy goes, oh, good. Thank goodness, because I don't even have insurance. We both were lucked out. I'm going to give you free wiper blades. So they're heading back to the car. And, you know, they're like, Malcolm, the kids are like, Malcolm, thank you so much for saving us. And I don't know if they hug or something, but Reese, Dewey finds something. And they go, what's this? And they said, it's a credit card. It's a credit card receipt for wooden clocks. And then the parents are walking up. They goes, what? You didn't make those beautiful clocks? You bought them? He goes, well, I got a credit card sent to me, and I just wanted to use it because it was sent to me. And they're like, let me borrow it. Oh, no, I'm sorry. First the kids say, oh, you have a credit card all this time, and you made me, when I went to the emergency room, you made me call Mom. You could have just paid for it. He goes, I don't want to ruin my credit. And the parents walk up, and one of the kids tells, Malcolm had a credit card. He didn't make your gifts. And Hal goes up and goes, "You did what? Why did you do that? You know what? It just makes me want to hug you." And he hugs him and he goes, "I love you, son." And you think, "Oh, that's nice." And while he says that, he puts his hand in his pocket, picks his pocket, takes the wallet, opens up, takes the credit card out, puts it back in. And then he goes, "You know what, kids? You know where we're going?" And he sees a poster. He goes, "We're going to the mountains and we're going skiing." So they all go skiing. They all go to the mountains. Oh, at one point he asked Francis for a loan. And Francis is like, "I lost my job. I got fired." And because apparently the ATM I was depositing the money into for the business wasn't an actual ATM. I didn't know. So he got fired. That's why they're home. And he hasn't told his wife yet. So later he tells his wife, oh no, before he tells his wife, she goes, "I want you to quit your job." He goes, "You know what? We're not even going back. I'll call him tomorrow and tell him I'm not coming back." So I guess that brings them back to the show. I forget exactly what happens from there, but they all go skiing and she goes, "Okay, you're going to go lodging and skiing and lift tickets and all the equipment. And you want to put it on your credit card, sir? You want to put it on your credit card?" And Hal goes, "Yeah, let's give it a try." He hands him Malcolm's credit card. It goes through and Hal starts cheering. Yay. They all start walking in. And then the woman says to Hal, "You know, have a good, enjoy yourself, Malcolm." And Malcolm turns around like, "Huh? Okay. How did you know me? That's weird." Just a tremendous episode all around. This is the sixth season of this show too. Like I thought, are the kids too old? Is it going to be as good? It was I looked up, you know, what's the best? Because I think there's another one where there's like one where Hal sells Christmas trees, I believe, which I think was a great one. But I chose this one because I literally typed in rank the episodes. I read something quick that talked about how funny this episode was. I said, you know what? I'm going for it. And I am pleased, pleased, pleased that I chose this one. And it's on Hulu. If you want to go watch Malcolm in the Middle, I suggest you go on Hulu and just binge the whole thing. It's a worthwhile show. Lots of weird characters come and go. And I cannot recommend it enough. And if anything, if you know Bryan Cranston mostly from Breaking Bad, to go see him being this sweet, goofy, lovable dad is such a 180 from Walter White that you know, I highly, highly recommend it. Check it out on Hulu. But that's it. Now, while this episode is coming out, while you're listening to this, folks, I am on jury duty again. But I think tomorrow is the last day. The case, which I'm not allowed to talk about, is in the hands of the jury as of the end of the business day. Tomorrow it is full on jury, full on get the thing, you know, do everything correctly, by the book, fair, honest. Everyone gets agreed, and then we get the hell out of there, never to see anyone again, except for this. So the other day, yesterday, one woman says, "Oh, I'm from Methuen." And I said, "What? That's where I'm from." And then another guy goes, "Oh, I teach at the Methuen High School." I go, "What? That's so funny. My next door neighbor teaches at the high school. That's the high school. I didn't go to that high school. That's where my wife went. That's where my mother-in-law taught." And that's so funny. And then today, the guy goes, "Oh, did you go to Methuen High?" I go, no, I went to Central, which is the Catholic school down the, you know, in the next town over." He goes, "Well, so did I. What year?" I go, "Class of 94. He looks at me, he goes, "What's your name?" I say, "My name is Mikey C." And he says, "Oh," he says his name. I'm like, "What? This guy that I for some reason, I said to my wife, I go, I saw one guy. I thought to myself, you know what? That's going to be my juror friend. I just jokingly said that. So this guy, he just looked about my age. And it turns out not only is he pretty much exactly my age, he went to high school with me. We graduated from high school at the same time. Folks, how does this keep happening to me? On the last jury, there was a kid I went to high school with that lived in my, you know, neighborhood, that I hung out with in my neighborhood growing up as a kid. We were on a jury together. And now, and then in the next 13 years later, I'm on a jury and there's a guy from my high school on the jury too. It is a crazy small world, but it is a wonderful world. And I thought I'd just mention that. And hopefully tomorrow is the, or today for you guys, today, this Thursday, today, because it is Thursday, hopefully it is the last day and I never have to think about it again. But I'm taking it seriously until then. But you know what also I take seriously? this friggin' podcast and talking about sitcoms and talking about television shows. And I, you know, I love yesterday. I love thinking about and talking about the old show like Charles and George. And I got a text from my friend Chris, future episode. He'll be on a couple episodes of Sitcom All You Faithful. I promise you that. Joking about Scott Baio. And I said, yeah, I do mention in the show. And I know for a fact that Charles and George is not a great show. I'm watching. I'm like, you know, it is more, it's nostalgic more than it is like, wow, I'm watching something great. But then I watch something like Malcolm in the Middle and I say, God, this is great. Great, great. And I feel like it needs more love. So go watch it on Hulu if you haven't watched it already. Now, that's it. I'm done. You can find me. It's time for bed. So listen, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Mastodon.social, and Threads at Geek Mentality. The Facebook page is Fans Not Experts. I'm on Blue Sky, Mikey-C. And everything, every episode of Sitcom All You Faithful, every episode of Geek Mentality, every episode of every bloody podcast that I do can be found at fansnotexperts.com. Yes, no, maybe, I don't know. Now listen, that's it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And until next time, my friends, here is my theme song. This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Because I'm kind of funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time and I'm kind of handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.